Well, thanks for joining me today on Real Talk. I want to make you aware of a need for a brother in Christ that I know really well down in Southern Texas. I just got off the phone with my friend, Pastor Jay De La Cruz, who I've known for probably 8 years or so. And we were just talking about our families and different things in life and how we can pray for each other. And he began to just share with me the hurt that he's going through, how he's battled wanting to shut his church down and he's struggling with the different pressures that come with being a pastor. But what really struck me was what he shared, and he was really transparent with me. He said that his small church pays him $50 a week to be their pastor. Did you hear what I just said? $50 a week. So he's had to go get a full-time job at a used car dealership or some car dealership down in Texas where he can be able to help pay the bills. But it really bothered me when he shared a personal story that happened just a couple days ago when his kids came to him and asked him, you know, Dad, can you take us out for ice cream? And he said, I'm sorry, I just paid rent. We don't have any money. That breaks my heart, you guys, that a pastor, a dear beloved brother in Christ, can't even take his kids for ice cream. And then his air conditioning unit broke. And now they have all these bills that are mounting that they have to pay. So I want to share with you what the Bible says. The Bible says in 1 Timothy 5:18 that a workman is worthy of his hire. Also, Galatians 6:6 says, one who is taught the word must share all good things with the one who teaches. But I want to really get specific. 1 John chapter 3, verses 17 and 18 talks about that if you see a brother in need, but do not help or have any pity on them, then how is the love of God inside of you? Think about that a second. Pastor Jay did not put me up to this. And I'm telling you, this is something that I feel very strongly about. We need to come to the aid of our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. We need to show the love of Jesus. When we do this for them, we are doing it unto Jesus. So please, I'm calling us to action. We need to be a people of action. It's one thing to say, yeah, I'll pray for him. God be with you. That's all nice. But those don't always pay the bills, you guys. Let's be honest. So I'm going to be a person of action. And I'm asking you to join me. If you go to my website, realtalkwithjordan.com, find the PayPal, hit that, please donate, put in the comments, Pastor Jay, and whatever comes in, I will send him every single penny and dime. And we are going to bless that dear pastor and his family. They should not be burdened in serving the Lord. They should not be stressed about how they're going to pay their rent or how they're going to keep their electricity or their air conditioning on. And I don't even know what it's like to be in Texas and all the heat and all the craziness. But I'm asking, this is a body of Christ thing. If you feel led to give, if you have the ability, I don't care if it's $5 or $500, let's raise money for this dear pastor, this dear brother, and be a blessing. Because again, Jesus called us to show love for one another. And we're going to start today. So get a hold of me on my website. Send me an email if you have questions. We also have, I have Cash App. I've got Venmo. Whatever we can do, I will send it all to Pastor Jay. But make sure you put somewhere in the notes that this is for Pastor Jay so I can keep it for accounting purposes and keep accountable to send every penny to him. I love you guys. Please be praying for him. And let's be people of action.